Welcome to that All May e-read, August 27. I am Tamara Rory, head of patron engagement section, and I have a couple of announcements, and we'll get right to our meeting. The first announcement is about our hot fix, which I'm sure all of you have been, all of the ZoomX users have been waiting for with bated breath. The hotfix has been delayed, but it should come out this week, we hope. The original plan was for it to come out last week, and then we ran into a snag. And rather give you a hot fix that was only warm, not hot, we decided that we needed to wait and make sure that it worked exactly as expected. So we will be bringing out the hot fix by the end of this week, we hope, unless we run into some other snag. I don't think that's going to happen, but who knows? We run into some other snag, then we would have to put it on hold again. It will fix the Bard problems that you've been having, and it should also fix your NFB newsline problem. So that's the story on the hot fix that I promised last week. I also just want to mention that and those of you who come to our o other programs, there will be no Quarterly Patron Corner in September and no Many Faces of Bard in September. The reason for this is that we have an biannual conference that we do every 2 years for the libraries, and they're in this that conference is a 3-day conference. It's the exact same week as our programming, and unfortunately we can't do both, so we're gonna skip September. But we will have a Many Faces ready for you in October. I'll be announcing what that Many Faces is when we get a little closer to that. We will have the e-reader program because it's at the end of the month. So we will have that All May e-read on the last Tuesday of September, and it'll be part two of the program that we're going to do tonight. Before we talk about tonight's program, let me just make my standard announcement. As usual, the program is being recorded. Therefore, if you speak, you will be recorded. So you're consenting to being recorded by unmuting. Currently, you are all muted. If you have a question, you may raise your hand. We will request that you unmute when we are ready to answer your question. Once we make that request, please unmute. Ask your question, and then when you've completed asking your question, put yourself back on mute. It really helps us keep the noise down. Finally, as a reminder to mute or unmute using a PC, press Alt A. If you're on a phone, press star 6. To raise your hand on a computer, press Alt Y, and that's a toggle. So to lower your hand, you can press Alt Y again. On the phone, press star 9. On the phone, I don't think you have to lower your hand, but maybe you do, but it's a toggle as well. So tonight we're going to start the first of a two-part program. We're going to have Judy Dixon, who all of you know and love. Judy is our resident expert on Braille e-readers. She actually created the method for using Braille with the iPhone, reading Bard books on the iPhone using a Braille display. And tonight she's going to demonstrate that using our Braille display, the NLS e-reader. Next month, we're going to be doing this with third-party devices such as Kindle, iBooks, and other third-party books that are available on, on your phone. I do want to mention before Judy gets started that, of course, we'll be taking all questions after she speaks, and you can ask questions about her presentation or anything else to do with the e-reader that you want to ask. But I also want to mention that if you have an idea about something you'd like to cover during one of these sessions, please email us and let us know what you'd like to talk about, because we'd be happy to try to see if we can, develop a program around that. All right, Judy, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, go for it.
Thank you, Tamara. I'm going to demonstrate how to read Braille books with Bard Mobile on an iPhone. This can also be done on an iPad, but I'm going to be using an iPhone tonight. And I'm using a ZoomX e-reader. And with Bard Mobile, you can read Braille books from NLS, Braille magazines from NLS, and you can read Braille from elsewhere. You can read any Braille that you want. It was designed to read formatted Braille with the spaces, the line breaks, the blank lines, but you can reduce it in a couple of ways, which I'm going to get to in a bit. But first and foremost, before you can use Bard Mobile with your Braille display, the Braille display must be paired. I'm not going to describe how to do that now. I've already got Bard Mobile loaded and we're ready to go, but it is in the user guide. It will
Bookshelf
describe
tab, one of four.
how to pair your Braille display. And the other thing is, you're reading Braille, and when you get into the book, you can start reading gibberish, and you say, "What on earth? I want to get rid of this." Remember, turn off speech, don't turn off voiceover, because you need voiceover to give you the Braille. Voiceover is not only giving you speech, it's also giving you Braille. Bard Mobile does not back translate. So when you're in Bard Mobile and you're reading a contracted Braille book, which most of NLS books are, even the ones that aren't contracted are at least uncontracted Braille, which still means you have Braille punctuation and so forth. If you're in a Braille book, the speech is very likely to be gibberish, and you can either turn down your volume or mute your speech. Before we start, let's talk about iOS settings, because this is important. Some people say, my Bard Mobile just isn't looking right on my Braille display, but there's some important settings that you need to have set in the right way. So it's inaccessibility, voiceover, Braille, and you want your Braille input to be 8-dot and your Braille output to be 8-dot. Now that's counterintuitive. I get that because you're actually wanting to read 6-dot Braille and you're going to be commanding Bard Mobile with 6-dot Braille. So you say, why do I set it for 8-dot? That's just the way it is. So you need to do that. If you've changed your punctuation, it must be set to some. If you set it to either all or none, you'll get really wacky Braille. So it's important. This setting is under verbosity in voiceover settings, and it's important that you have that set to some. Another a setting that can have an effect on Bard Mobile is Braille alert messages. If you've turned Braille alert messages off, there's things you might not see that Bard Mobile will be telling you, which is fine if you know what to expect and what might be turned off. So let's have a look at the app.
Comma, B slash, simple, recently,
There's
7:10 p.m., status, recently read, button. The best simple recipes, 200 flavorful recipes that cook in 30 minutes or less, heading.
So the title is at the top of the screen, the heading, and I'm just going to flick to the right.
Navigation, button.
This is
Double tap to display navigation lists.
various ways you can navigate the book. And we'll
Navigation, back
just
button,
go in there
selected, page one.
while we're here.
Toolbar, selected, volume, button, navigation, heading, toolbar, volume, button, one of three.
You can navigate by volume.
Selected, page, button, two of three, bookmark, button, three of three.
You can navigate by page or bookmark, and the default is page, which
Back
is
button,
fine,
page
because
five, page six.
if you want to go to a page and you happen to know what page you want to go to,
Page 11.
you can just flick down to that and select it.
Toolbar, input search, T5D right brace low 9, 40%, 1% dollar sign.
Yeah, that's page five, sure. So that's it reading the contracted Braille as I was telling you. But if I reach up here on my Braille display, I can see tenderloin with horseradish mashed potatoes. That's what that said.
BR1, T5D right brace low 9, 40%,
Yeah.
1% dollar sign.
T5D right brace, L09. Yeah, well, that makes sense. Okay,
BR1D
so.
prompt axe Z, star X, S right brace vis, the best simple recipes, to navigation, toolbar, input search keyword, search field.
You can
Double tap
search.
to edit.
And when you search in a book, you need to enter the text in contracted Braille, exactly as you'd expect to see it in the book. The only exception to that is the 456 character. But when you enter a 456 character, if you're searching for the word many or Germany or something like that, you need to enter 4567, add a dot seven to it. It's just a funky thing. We couldn't, it was a technical problem that could not be solved. So I think of the app as being divided into kind of three sections. You've got the
volume one, page
the part above
S right brace bit Z, base equals vertical, staric five.
What I call the reading window.
Best simple recipes, navigation, button, toolbar, staric five, bell.
And then that's the reading window. Once you get into the reading window, if you flick right or enter an advance key on your braille display, you'll just keep going through the book. It won't keep going through the page. It'll keep going through the book. And then if you want to go further down the page, you need to touch the screen or get out of it somehow.
Jump by page, button.
This is
double tap to change size of jump.
You can jump by page.
Jump by volume.
Jump by volume.
Jump by bookmark. Jump by line. Menu, jump by page.
Jump by page. And it's very like the way it works in audio, and you can jump through all these things. So you can also control Bard Mobile Braille with single letter keys. And an important thing to remember here is that you're using just single letters, not chords. So let's say you're out of the book, you're somewhere else on the screen.
Jump by page, button.
And you want to go
double
back
tap
to your
change
book.
Size of jump.
If you type an R.
Staric five, bell,
we're back
right
in the
brace,
book. I see.
Slaw one, mayonnaise.
Chicken with bell, pepper, slaw, mayonnaise.
S right brace, veg Z, base equals vertical line, R slaw is dress plus an L.
Serve as the base for our slaws dress.
Act D, staric five, eighth base
code. Max as the chicken. I should turn, see if I turn speech off.
Speech off.
A three finger double tap will turn speech off. Now I can just read the book along with my braille display. Braille coding stays put. Our beef tenderloin with horseradish mashed potatoes is, I haven't had dinner yet, is worthy of your best company. So we'll turn speech back on.
Speech on.
So what you have single letters, and there's a whole lot of those single letters that you can control in braille. I'm not going to go through them all because there's about 20 of them, but we can, you can do, you know, B to go to bookmark. You can do to lots of different things. V to navigate by volume. There's a whole bunch of single letter commands that you can use to control the display. I have a list of them here. Oh, here we go. M for the menu that cycles through. Oh, here's a cool one. P and N are previous and next. So whatever you've got the menu set to, you can go forward and backward with previous and next, but you can also use dot six and dot three for next and previous. And they're just for your convenience, so you can have a single finger to do something. And I like that. If you want to know where you are, what volume, what page, what here.
W. Volume 1, page 11, line 2.
So just do a W, and that'll tell you, that's a Where Am I button. Or you can add a bookmark with B, as I said. You can jump to your reading window with R. And you can find the whole list. Oh, T will skip. If blank lines annoy you, you can do T for skip to the next non-blank line. And S will take you into that search box that we were talking about earlier. Two features that are cool. You can turn on reflow. So you have to do it in the settings. Reflow is off by default, but if you go into the settings, if you're using an e-reader, you can turn reflow on and tell it it's a 20-cell display, and then it will reflow your book so that your lines never exceed 20 cells, and page break indicator lines are shortened so the numbers at the end of 20 cells instead of 40, and lots of little things that make the book a lot nicer to read with a 20 cell braille display. It also has auto scroll, and this is cool. A slash, an ST sign, will toggle auto scroll all and on and off, and an old fashioned plus sign, the ing sign and a hyphen, ing will speed it up and the hyphen will slow it down. So you can have a really fabulous reading experience with Bardmo reading Braille books. Okay, Tamara, back to you.
All right. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I don't have my speech turned on, and even though I did Alt A, it didn't show on my Braille display. So just want to make sure I'm not talking to myself, not on purpose here. If you talk to yourself on purpose, you're not crazy. If you're doing it not on purpose, you are crazy.
That's good to know.
Yeah. All right. So I know that we already have some hands raised. There was something I wanted to mention when you were talking, Judy, about, I know what I was going to say. The commands, the list of commands for using Bard is in the user guide, in the iOS user guide. So one thing that we might do, if people are interested,
SP5D,
let
all
us
your
know.
Get star 5, get volume.
Sorry.
We might, yeah, no problem. We might just cut that section and offer it as just a little supplement for people who want, you don't want to read the whole iOS manual because you know how to use that, but you don't have these commands memorized. That might be something we can pull out of there as just an insert. So that's something we can think about doing. All right. So Liz Botner is going to honor us by letting us know who has questions.
First, we have Dawn, followed by Paul.
Okay, Dawn, please unmute.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I got a couple things. So first of all, I think you should do both, leave it in the user guide and also have it as an insert. The reason I say that is because I am an advocate and I also teach people how to use their e-readers on a voluntary basis. I'm not certified by any stretch, but I do teach people how to use their Humanware e-readers. So I can give them these commands, and also too, I like having stuff like this accessible to me just as a separate thing as well. Mm-hmm. So I can send this to people. But the thing I was also going to say is that for this, so for some of this stuff, I have created a voiceover activity so that anytime I sit there, it automatically changes it to 6-dot Braille and it does that and all the punctuation stuff and things I'm going to have to go back and change. But it just says Braille or something. I can't even remember what I named it, but I did it that way.
So you mean a shortcut, macro?
An activity is a group of settings and things you want.
Yeah.
It actually, in our user guide, is it still there, Z?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
It's been fixed and modified even.
In the user guide, we actually discuss creating an activity for Bard Mobile with Braille and all the things you can do to set it. It's a great idea, and you can set everything. You set your punctuation level, you can set your 6-dot and 8-dot Braille kind of thing, and you can make it all just right for Bard Mobile. If you like to tinker with those kinds of things and you know your apps, other apps are doing other things, you can set it so when I run Bard Mobile, you go change it to all these things, and it works really well.
Okay, thank you for that, Dawn.
You're welcome.
Great idea. Okay.
Thanks.
Paul? Or I should say Liz.
That's fine. Paul, I sent you a prompt. You should be able to unmute.
And who's after Paul?
A phone number 310 ending, I believe, in 571.
Okay. You ready, Paul?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
We can. Yes.
Greetings to all. And thank you very much for these sessions. Paul Migliorelli here in Boulder, Colorado. had a question, had actually two questions, if I may quickly. Not quite on what was just said, but two thoughts that I've had for a while. First food for thought is betwixt Bard Mobile and the e-reader, and in my case, the humanware, and across the platform, I guess it would be, what would it take to have search capability in the wish list instead of having to scroll through your entire wish list? Is it possible to maybe somehow have search, to be able to search your wish list? Is something I've always
We're working on that. Actually, in Bard 2, when we start using Bard 2.0 for the e-readers, you will be able to search your wish list.
Very nice. That would be most helpful.
You can already search it in Bard Mobile, although I think you have to have loaded the part of the wish list that the term is found in, but there is a search box at the top of your wish list in Bard Mobile.
I understand. Second thing is regarding the e-reader. Just wondering, not quite a reading question, but a possible tweak. I understand the discussion and the comments about what was contracted for the software, etc., and all that kind of thing. Obviously, we have Wi-Fi to do our online things, and we log into our Wi-Fi. I am deaf. I have now restored hearing with two cochlear implants for a number of years, back to before when I had onset hearing loss when I was 10. And I'm also a big purist when it comes to date and time precision. I was just wondering, is it possible, being that we have the Wi-Fi doing what it does, can we possibly turn on the feature that sets the date and time from the Wi-Fi?
That is an excellent idea. I don't know if it's possible, but I can certainly take note.
I know in the Brilliant it is.
Right. So you can sync it. You can sync that so that it's 100% accurate based on the time.
I'm always afraid of drift.
Right. That I'll make a note of that, and we will definitely suggest that as an enhancement.
That would be beautiful. From day one, I kind of prayed about that and said, "Oh my God, that would really be cool." Because especially when I'm only using Braille by itself and my ears are turned off, but I also love the precision of, pulling the date and time from one's Wi-Fi. That would be fantastic. Thank you so much for everything. And I didn't know if it was mentioned before on the first go around, because wife is missing the session, but where to find the recordings of these sessions? That would be great.
Thank you much, and I will
go away.
All right, thanks, Paul. I'm glad you mentioned the recordings. These sessions, as I said, are being recorded, and they will be posted. And I will send a link. I'll make sure I send a link to the listservs and make sure that I start including the link, so that you all will be able to get like I do with other programs. So you'll be able to have the link to the archived programs. I'm not sure of the link off the top of my head, but I will find it and make sure we get that out there. Okay. 310?
Yes. Followed by Mary.
All right.
Hi, this is good evening. This is Sunshine.
Hey, Sunshine.
My question is about the listserv subscriber list for the Humanware e-reader.
Yep.
I sent my request about a month ago, and I'm pretty sure I did the correct email, you know, the address, but I haven't received a confirmation, so I don't know. Am I supposed to get a confirmation that I'm on the list?
You should have gotten something saying that you're on the list, and you should have gotten some messages, because we've been sending, you know, there have been messages. So what I'm going to suggest that you do is resend your request. And then if you don't get something within, say, an hour, send a message to nlspes@loc.gov so that we can make sure that you actually got, you know, got that it got there. Because I have to approve each one. So, like, if you send it in the middle of the night, you're not going to get an approval to the next day, because that's when I'll see it.
Yeah, I understand. But I sent it to, it's listserv@listserv.loc.gov. Is that right?
Listserv@listserv.loc.gov. Yeah.
Yes.
And then in the message you put, the only thing you have to actually put is the listserv name, which in your case would be NLS-HW-eReaderPilot.
And then my name.
And your name.
My name. Yeah, that's what I did. Anyway, I'll do it again. And if I don't get another, answer or whatever, I'll send you another email to the other.
Just so you know, listserv does not have an E on the end of serve, so it's S-E-R-V.
L-I-S-T, right, and it's only, it's not list, is only L-I-S-T. It's not.
Yeah, it's just L-I-S-T-S-E-R-V at listserv.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So just checking.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
it's a great program. I'm glad you started it.
Thank you.
Next, we have Mary, followed by Keisha. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that.
Okay, Mary, you can unmute.
Hello. This is Mary Hopp calling. And Judy, that was a great presentation. I wanted to know about the list of the one-letter commands. Are you saying that we would have to go to the Apple iOS book to get those?
It's in the Bard Mobile User Guide.
Oh, the Bard Mobile User Guide. Okay. All right. Well, thanks. And then for the thing to set up the activity, you know, where you can get it all to when you log into the app. I don't think that's in my particular e-reader Braille.
It's not an activity. Two things.
I thought
to set it up is it's in VoiceOver settings, you know, accessibility, Braille activities.
Okay.
And the instructions for doing it is in the Bard Mobile User Guide, not the e-reader User Guide.
Oh, okay. All right, so everything I'm looking for is in that Bard Mobile User Guide. All right, well, I love my little e-reader. It's just great. And the only complaint I have is that I called the Utah Library the other day and asked for another case for mine, because they said they'd send one. My case has just been falling apart since day one, but I love the little machine. It's great.
Well, we're glad to hear that. And this tells me that we need to pull that section of the user guide out of the iOS user guide and make it available for those of you who are interested. Because I do think that would be a good thing to have.
That would be a good thing for everybody to have.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Keisha, followed by a phone number 951342.
All right, Keisha.
Hello, can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Thank you for pronouncing my name correctly also.
You're welcome.
I was wondering, do the commands that you mentioned apply also to the HumanWare e-reader as well as the ZoomX?
Yes, because they're specific to Bard Mobile on an iOS device. Actually, the same on Bard Mobile for Android as well, but those single letter commands are specific to using Bard Mobile on a mobile phone, whether you use it with an e-reader or any other Braille display.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
951 followed by iPhone.
Okay, 951.
I have sent you a prompt. You should be able to unmute.
Hi there, no, okay. I'm Nancy, and I don't use Bard Mobile. I'd like you to so someone say it can be used with Android also. Is Bard Mobile is basically books that are on audio that can be read in Braille? Is that what it is? Yeah. Can Android users use this as well? Thank you.
They're not. You can't read your audio books in Braille. You can only read your Braille books in Braille. And yes, there is Bard Mobile for Android, that where you can also read Braille books with a Braille display, and you can, it would be similar commands.
That's interesting. I thought maybe you could use to read the audio books as well.
You can read audio books. You can read audio books with Bard Mobile, but you have to listen to them.
Listen to them, thank you.
Because they're audio. Because
they're audio, right.
I understand, but Bookshare has a lot of formats on them. Too bad Bard doesn't do the same thing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, but Bookshare is not starting with human narrated books. It's starting with books in electronic form to begin with. That's why they can put it in Braille or put it in DAISY. But you're always going to be listening to them with synthetic speech when you listen to them audibly. And ours are human narrated.
Next, we have iPhone, followed by Eugene's iPad.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm not sure if I'm the one who's supposed to speak yet.
Yes,
you are.
Go ahead.
You're unmuted.
Okay, yeah, so you're the one speaking. Go for it.
My name is Denise, and I have two questions. First of all, how would I be able to find this iOS Bard Mobile user guide?
It's posted on our website. It's in the actual phone.
Okay.
It's in the phone.
Under settings.
Yep.
In the Bard Mobile app, under settings.
It's in Bookshelf, actually.
Oh, there's, sorry. You're right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I was just looking. Under Bookshelf and under the very bottom. Bookshelf has five entries: audiobooks, audio magazines, Braille books, Braille magazines, and help. And it's the help.
And for the record, the web one is the latest copy. The Bard Mobile on the app is still waiting to be updated to the latest one.
Okay, great. And my second question is, I'm actually asking on behalf of a friend. Her library sent her a cartridge with books for her to read, but they also included the Bard information, and apparently she's required to start up with Bard before she can read the books, and she's not able to do that. So is there some way that she can get her library to send her a cartridge with just the books and not require her to start with Bard?
Okay, let me ask a couple of questions, follow-up questions. Are you talking about reading Braille books or audiobooks?
Reading Braille books. She has an e-reader.
She has an e-reader. If she has an e-reader, she can read those books on that cartridge without being associated with Bard. She should be able to connect that cartridge to her e-reader and read those books. If she sends that cartridge back to her library, they should be able to send her more books. She does not have to, we would like for her to be, but she does not have to be a Bard user to use her e-reader.
Well, how can we get around that? Because when we connected the cartridge to the e-reader, it asked for her credentials for Bard.
Okay, so it sounds like there's something on that cartridge that shouldn't be. There are libraries that are sending, you know, some stuff out that they shouldn't.
Well, let's find out what state this is.
Well,
this is she's in Arizona.
Okay, so that's just an accident or a mistake. Yeah. Why don't you call the she should call the library and get it explain to them that she doesn't want to use Bard and that her cartridge is asking her to put in some information about Bard.
Okay.
If you continue to have that issue, though, write to us so that we can contact them and help them get that straightened out.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Eugene's iPad, followed by Debbie.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Are you okay. You're Eugene?
Yeah, I'm not Debbie.
Okay. Okay. Checking.
I don't know where Debbie came from. Okay. Actually, my question was the other gals. I have never heard of the iOS user guide.
Yeah.
So
we're not talking about an iOS user guide. We're talking about a
Bard mobile
user guide
for iOS. That's for the phone.
Oh, I see. Just for the phone. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. To use Bard Mobile, all the aspects of Bard Mobile, but there's a section in there on Braille.
But it's different from the e-reader user guide, which is.
Okay. Yeah. Because I have that in Braille.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
Actually, I don't use Bard Mobile. I just use the e-reader to read my books. Right. So I don't use Bard Mobile, but I guess I could. I didn't even realize that. It would be
It is somewhat of a different reading experience. It kind of depends on what you personally prefer your Braille to look like, because it is different.
Okay.
And if you have an iPhone, you might try it.
Well, I have an iPad, so I might try it.
Same thing.
Yeah. You can try it with your iPad.
It'll work just fine.
It'll work.
And you said you said you were updating that. So I know now that I go to help, and I'll do that. Are you updating it? So wait.
Yeah, the part in there about the Braille part, though, is not going to change much.
Okay.
He said there's going to be an updated user guide, but it's been the same forever, so it'll still be the same.
Okay. And do you see changes with the new iPhones coming out with the AI stuff?
No, I don't think so. I've been testing iOS 18 with Bard Mobile for Braille, and things are looking just fine. They haven't broken anything so far, and I think we're going to be okay. But AI is not going to affect this at all.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Debbie, followed by a phone number, 718-033.
Hey, Debbie.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, good. I have been successful at pairing my iPhone with my Zoomax e-reader, and I've, you know, read emails and things like that. I've never tried reading a book on Bard, but my problem is when I turn my e-reader off, my phone still wants to connect, you know, with the Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do anything on my phone until we get rid of that Bluetooth. And I wind up either turning Bluetooth off on my phone or forgetting the device. Is there something else I should be doing on the e-reader?
Nothing on the e-reader because you just turned it off.
You can press space with T. It's weird. It actually still does try to connect, but you can press space with T to turn Bluetooth off.
Uh-huh.
The only thing is that every time you turn the reader on, you have to do that because it will turn Bluetooth on its own.
On the phone. Okay.
On the e-reader.
Okay.
The e-reader will turn Bluetooth back on, but if you press space with T, it will turn it off, and that should cut down on your Bluetooth connection.
Okay.
There is a setting in VoiceOver settings that says turn Bluetooth on whenever a Braille display connects, and so it will try to connect. But you can turn Bluetooth off, and then when you turn your Braille display on, it'll when you turn your phone on, it'll turn Bluetooth on.
Uh-huh.
But that would also disconnect her from any Bluetooth.
Well, if you use Bluetooth headphones, that's true.
Yeah,
that is
or
true.
Keyboard.
Uh-huh. The other thing is space T.
If you in VoiceOver settings, if you go to Braille, and then there's this thing in there that says show on screen keyboard. And if you have that turned on, even if it thinks it's connected to something, it will still show the on-screen keyboard. So it shouldn't be nearly as much of a problem if it does think it's connected.
It shouldn't lock you out.
So leave it turned on then, show on-screen keyboard turned on.
Yeah, turn that setting on and that should take care of it mostly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Debbie.
The phone number 718-033, followed by Lynn.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. My name is Rosalie. I have a question. I'm trying to read magazines on the Zoom Max, and I don't know why, but I can't seem to get past 2022 issues. Have they upgraded that or anything? I don't know why that, you know.
So you're not finding issues that are before 2022? I mean, after 2022?
Yes, right.
Mm.
Which magazine?
I think one was Reader's Digest and a couple of them, but anything that I tried to get doesn't go past 2022.
It depends. I mean, we do have a lot of magazines that basically stop being produced. And therefore we don't have any, they just don't have anything past 22. Yeah. It would be helpful if we knew exactly which magazines, if you'd let us know, we can check to see if because I mean, we know that there's also some other problems with magazines that sometimes aren't showing up or whatever, but if you could send us an email, let us know which magazines you're having trouble accessing, we can then tell you either it's there or it's not there, and if it is there, then we can look into why ZoomX isn't showing it. Because one of things that we do a lot of is when you guys send us a problem, the first thing we do is try to replicate it, because that way we can say, okay, here are the steps and here's what's happening. And we can tell our manufacturer and they can then, it makes it, we can give them some more information.
Okay, because I know one is Reader's Digest because
I can tell you
get it in Braille. I get it in Braille.
May 2024 is the most recent issue of Reader's Digest on Bard. So,
Bard, but that doesn't mean. Yeah, so you should be seeing that on your ZoomX.
Yes.
When you can see magazines again after the hot fix. We'll check it as well, because that's the name that you've given us, but we'll definitely check into this and see.
And I'll check it again. I haven't checked it because I just said it doesn't work, but I'll check it again if you
say. Wait until the hot fix before you check it.
What do you mean?
We're gonna be doing an update to fix a Bard issue. So wait until send that out. Update your system and then check it. Then email us if it's still a problem.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Next we have Lynn, followed by Angela.
You may need to give Angela's
Hi, it's Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Hi. So I have two questions. One of them is not related to the e-reader, so don't answer it if I'll just ask them both in a lump.
some here. So the first question is, can you provide the information again where the recordings are going to be? Because I was late and I didn't get to hear the whole presentation. Mm-hmm. And the second question is, I have Bard on my iPhone right now, but I just purchased an iPad a week or so ago. Do I have to get a code for that like I did for my iPhone before I can use it? Thank you.
All right. So regarding the recording, what I said was, I don't know off the top of my head the actual location of the archive, but when I send out the notice about the e-reader program, I'll definitely start putting it in there. And I'll also, once I know it for sure, send it out on the listservs and on the patron announce list so people can find the archives. And we'll also be able to send you a link if you want to send us a message in LSPS.
I never get those e-reader, notices for your meetings, though. That's why I want to know where.
Are you on the announce list?
No.
Okay, send us a message to NLSPES, so NLS for National Library Service, PES for Patron Engagement Section,
okay,
at loc.gov, and ask us to put you on the list. We'll make sure you get on the list.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and as for the iPad, no, all you have to do is sign in to your iPad. You're already on Bard, so just sign in.
Okay, thank you so much.
Download the app.
Right, I have
app store.
She realizes that
to the part. iPad.
No, I have it, but I didn't try to sign in yet. But I just know, yeah. I didn't know if I had to get another number or whatever, another code. So,
no.
Thank you so much.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, thank you.
Right. Angela, followed by a phone number 734-679. Angela, you may unmute.
I see at least two Angelas on the list, so I'm not sure.
Okay, this is Angela Hutton.
Okay, Angela, go ahead.
Two questions. Earlier there was regarding getting on a listserv, which I think you might have just said the same thing, but I'm not sure. That I thought it was listserv at loc.gov, and then you had to include a message?
Yeah, that's the e-reader listserv. The one that I was telling the other person about was the announce listserv. You can get on either. If you want to be, actually, you can, the easiest way to do it, if you want to be on the e-reader listserv for the e-reader that you have, you would send a message to list. No S, serve, no E, at listserv.loc.gov, and leave the subject blank. And then in the body, you put the listserv name. So if you wanted to be, which e-reader do you have?
Humanware.
So you would put NLS-HW-e-reader-pilot. And then, well, e-reader pilot at listserv.gov, and then your name. So that would, you send that message and it should get you on the listserv. If you want to be on our patron announce listserv, in theory, you could do the same thing. You could just put your, you know, NLS-patron announce at listserv.gov, send the same message to the same originals, you know, the two would be listserv at listserv.gov. loc.gov, and then in the body you would put that in your name. But what we usually tell people to do is just send us a message at nlspes@loc.gov, and we'll subscribe them to the patron announced list. So those are the ways. You can also send a message and we will send you the information for subscribing to one of the e-reader listservs that you want to subscribe to, if you want that in writing, because it's confusing and a lot to remember.
Okay. So
if you do that, it's helpful to know which e-reader you have.
Tell us which e-reader that you want to subscribe to.
Because if you don't, we will ask you.
Okay. Yeah, because you wouldn't be on both because nobody has both.
Oh, no. I think one of them is enough to keep track of.
Exactly.
So I was going to read back for the announce list. I would send the message to nlspes@loc.gov.
Yes. Yes. And ask to be subscribed to the announce list. That address does go to humans. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Just tell us what you want and we'll do it. If you have a question, we'll answer it.
Yeah. Okay, so the body should say announce list.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or you can, I mean, that's an email you're sending, and like Liz says, a person.
That goes to humans. Okay.
Yeah, so okay. You can just write.
So in the subject, you could say, please add to patron announce list. It's helpful to have your name and your email address in the body of the message.
Okay. It just makes it easier for us.
Okay. And then the second one was the listserv at loc.gov.
listserv@loc.gov. So listserv is twice.
In your email to the page or to nlspes@loc.gov, you could also ask to get sent to be sent directions on how to subscribe to the e-reader list, and we can send those to you. Just
email it to you. Yeah.
Okay. So subscribe. Okay. Sorry, my brain.
It's okay.
Trying to do that without spending a lot of time for the other one was regarding Androids. I've used my iPad with my e-reader so that whatever was on my iPad I could read with my e-reader. Does an Android do that yet?
Not easily.
I thought somebody said something about an Android doing something.
We're working on it. Well, what Judy said was that you could read Bard mobile using the same commands if you had your Braille display connected to the Android. You have a HumanWare?
I do. I didn't realize I could connect my Android to my e-reader.
I think you can connect your HumanWare e-reader using a USB cable to your iPad, to your Android.
Yes. Oh, sweet. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I've always been told that my iPad could do it, but my Android could not. So I just need a cable.
Yeah, you need a cable. We're working on Bluetooth, and we're hoping that's going to happen sooner than later. But right now, you could use if your Android uses a USB-C, you could do USB-C to USB-C and do it that way.
I have that. Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have a phone number, 734-679, followed by NFBDE.
Okay. So we have 6 minutes to get both of these in.
Seven, three, four, you should have received a prompt to unmute. Well, there we go.
Okay, can you hear me now?
There we go. Yes.
I have two questions. The first question is, I use the NLS HumanWare e-reader and I have NFB Newsline on it. And every time I go to sync content now, it says loading, loading, loading. And then it'll beep and say NFB service unreachable. And I know I'm connected to my Wi-Fi network. I can get on NLS Bard and download books onto it that way, but I can't download anything from NFB Newsline.
There was an issue with NFB Newsline that was affecting HumanWare and ZuMax about a month ago, but it was fixed. So I'm not sure why you are now getting that. Sarah, Anna, do y'all know anything more about that?
Have you tried this in the last couple of days?
Have what? Yeah,
have you tried it recently?
Have you tried it in the last few days, downloading from NFB Newsline or syncing?
I haven't tried it today at all or yesterday.
Okay, so what I'm going to suggest is, I'm assuming that you turn off your unit, but I would just completely power down my unit, bring it back up, try it. If it's not working, go ahead and send us, ask your library to do a tier two tech support so that we can help you troubleshoot what might be going on.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you installed the latest update on the HumanWare Reader?
Where would I go to check and see what update I have?
You can go to settings and about to see what you're running. And if it ends with 2743, then you're running the latest.
Okay. Let me double check that pretty quick. So I go to settings and under about.
Yeah, under about, and then pan right from version and look past the word build, and it should say 2743 if you're running the latest.
Okay. .1_build. It's 2743.
Yeah, that's you're running the latest. Okay.
All right. So at this point, we only have 2 minutes. So what I'm going to ask you to do is go ahead and have your library do a tier two tech support form, and you'll get one of these guys. They'll be able to help you troubleshoot what the problem is.
Okay. And how often does the NLS news come out? The last issue I saw was an April, June issue.
Not very often. I don't know the answer to that, but I know it's not a regular, you know, maybe a 2 month thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. NFBEDE, since we said you were next, we're going to go ahead and answer your question.
I have sent you a prompt to unmute.
Okay, excuse me. Yes, quick question about the hot fix. Is it going to change the build number?
Yes.
It will.
Well, okay. It's not, they don't, I mean, it's going to change the version number slightly. Yes. So you'll know that you are running the latest version, which will be the hot fix.
Okay, and I've never done an update on mine before, so
it'll be easy.
Will it prompt me?
No, you'll have to actually do it. But I will, when I send out a notice that it's available, I'll send out directions to make, you know, I always send out directions how to do it.
And if I have a Zoomax, what am I supposed to write in the body of the message if I want to be on the list?
Zoomax list. You can write nls-zm-ereaderpilot@listserv.gov.
And where do I put my name?
After that, you put the name of the list, and then you put just your name.
I think I don't know that you need the at part of it. I think it's just.
I don't think you do.
You don't just have to have the at part. You can just put in. That's true. You can do it either way. But
you could also write NLSPES and ask for the list instructions. The instructions so it's just described.
NLS.zm.ereaderpilot my name.
Correct.
Dashes. Okay. No periods.
Dashes. Yeah, it's NLS
-zm-ereaderpilot. And then space.
And then a space. And then your name.
Your first name and your last name.
Yes. Thank you.
Or just write NLSPES@lsc.gov and Liz will send you directions.
And specify that you would like the Zoomax, in your case, the Zoomax e-reader listserv subscription information, and we will send it out.
Yep.
Thank you so much for all these great presentations.
No
They're
problem.
Wonderful.
So that is our last question, and I appreciate all of you coming tonight. Thank you so much for participating, and thank Judy for doing the presentation, and Sarah, Anna, and Deborah for being here to help answer questions. We will have part two of this on the last Tuesday of September. I have no idea what that date is, so I'll send a message out with the Zoom link and the date in the next week or so. Have a great evening.
Thank you.